Blog Talk Radio.
Warm, because I know
it is still cold outside. We still have a chill factor because I'm a very cold-natured person because I was born in the summer. So I'm very cold-natured. And so I just want you to get comfortable and to just help me by encouraging me. And when you listen, that's an encouragement. And you help me to bring you and to edify the divine word of God as I know it to be. And so I will be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. And last evening, I want you to forgive me, even though I said that before the recording had ended, that I was so sorry that we excluded prayer and it was just an oversight. And I asked God to forgive me, and I know that he did. And so we're going to go tonight. We're not going to have a second round of forgetting to pray. So I would ask those of you that will to bow your head as we go down and reference the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We will now go into our prayer. Father God, hallelujah. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for aiding us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. But we know that this world is not our home. But you have prepared for those that are living according to your doctrine, according to your command, a mansion that's not built by the hand of man. But you have in wait a mansion that is laid for those that is living according to your command. And in the meantime, in between time, God, as we are just traveling here as pilgrims through this barren land, I'm asking you all tonight, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word, hallelujah, to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me your servant with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurt deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other prayer petitions, Father God, we place at your feet. Hallelujah. And we believe that it's done. And we all should say in unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I just hope and pray that you had a beautiful day today. I hope all was well in your family circle. I hope that it continually to be well. Hallelujah. Because we know that God said in his word that all of those that keep their mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. So we know that if we have our mind stayed on God, he will keep us in perfect peace. That we have his word, and his word we can take at face value. Because God is a God of his word. Hallelujah. And so, without going into any further ado, we will go into our message on tonight. And our sermon on tonight, I want to turn this down because I want you to hear more of me and less of them. Hallelujah. So I'm going to turn the volume down a little bit there. All right. Now, our sermon once again is Come, Feel It. I kind of like that topic there. It kind of set off a signal there, you know. I want to say that one more time. Sermon entitled is Come, Feel Me. Hallelujah. I don't have my spectators with me tonight, so if I kind of stumble a little bit, don't charge it to my heart, but charge it to my head. Hallelujah. And it says that the Samaritan woman had not had good fortune in her relationship with men. And we know, hallelujah, that Jesus asked her about her life, hallelujah, and found out that she had not only one husband, but that she had five husbands. And that the one she had now was not her own. Now you can find that scripture read in the law of John 4 and 18. Perhaps she had the age of problems faced by many women. The men in their lives treated them only as objects of sexual domination. Those who objectify others tend to see them as a thing to take from, not as a person to give to. Perhaps a Samaritan woman had grown accustomed to men who took from her sexually, but did not value her as a person made in God's image. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Perhaps she had not even thought herself as worthy of such regard. But then she encountered this man, Jesus. A man who had not, who was not interested in taking from her. God didn't want anything from her. In contrast to her previous experience, he desired to give her what she needed. A sense of experience. I'm sorry. He desired to give her what she needed, a sense of personal worth and value. He wanted to give her living water, a perpetual satisfying refreshment of her deepest need. Hallelujah. Amazing. He wanted to give her everlasting life. To see if she had finally found someone who thought she was special. She ran back home and invited everyone she knew to come and see such a man. And to those that are listening out there in my live podcast audience on tonight, I come to encourage your heart and your soul on tonight. And I want you to know that Jesus is calling us to be people who can see others as children of the living God. He calls us to be Christ-like in treating each other with dignity and respect that his life in us inspires. Hallelujah. And we know that in this today's society, we have encountered a lot of bad things. We know that. And we know that it takes God to come and bring healing to one's life. You have hurting deep within the enemy of your soul. And it takes God, hallelujah, to come and mend our broken hearts. Because we know that God is the only one that can mend our broken heart, that can make wrong right, and that can give us everlasting joy. And we know that it's hard in this world without God in our lives. You don't have much joy away from God. Apart from God, you don't have much joy. Now, we can be impretentious and can perceive that we're having a lot of fun when we're out there in the world having a good time. We think we're having a good time when we're partying and, you know, and just doing everything that we're big enough and bad enough to do. Jesus. But we know that when we find Christ, we have that everlasting joy. can give but God. No one can bring such joy and contentment. And people sometimes can say a whole lot of hurtful things to you in this life. Things that are hurtful that can hurt you even down to the marrow of the soul. But we know that God can come along and heal that wound. And so that's what God did for this woman. God told her everything that she had done. And in doing so, she was so elated until she ran back and told her friends and constituents and her family to come see a man, hallelujah, that told her everything that she had done. And we know that in our life, it is nothing that's hidden from God. Our life is an open book. God knows everything. Not only do he know our name, but he knows our intention. He knows our thoughts before it even enters to the heart of man. God knows all about it. And so we know that, hallelujah, if you do a quick reading of 1 Corinthians 4, you might think that the Apostle Paul sounds a bit boastful when he says to follow his example of self-sacrifice, that's verse 16. But a closer look at Paul's words show why he wrote so confidently. He could ask people to imitate him because he imitated Christ. The greatest servant of all is the persecution he endured and the position he held in the church. All happened because Paul followed Jesus. When he mentioned that even if the Corinthians had been found a teacher, he would still be their father in the faith. That's verse 15. And that is in the law of 1 Corinthians 11 and 1. Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. And he was acknowledging that Jesus is the only reason people could trust his teaching. If we want people to imitate us, hallelujah, then we must first imitate our Lord. If we have any reason for people to follow our example, if we have any courage, hallelujah, to point others to the Savior, it is because of him and not us. We can joyfully follow Jesus, the Lord, and trust in his lead every day. Make us example that others can seek to follow when trials come their way. And we know that even these artists that paint the portraits that you and I have on our wall, we know that they are a good example. They set a good example. And that of God himself, who used his own likeness as a pattern for his crown jewels of creation. That's in the law of Genesis 1 and 27. And we know that the works of art, of music, literature, even our children, is a bit of ourselves, is revealed. The same is true of God. Each of us reveal a bit of him. The image may be tarnished, but it is always there, and it is never beyond repair. Superficial changes won't fix what's wrong with us. However, clothes, cosmetic, surgical procedures can make us look like everyone else, not like the unique masterpiece God designed each of us to be. We need a whole new self. You can read in the law of Colossians 3 and 10, one that is renewed in his image and dressed in the white robe of mercy. Hallelujah. Dressed in the white robe of kindness. Dressed in the white robe of humility. Dressed in the white robe of meekness. and dressed in the wardrobe of long-suffering. That's in verse 12. We know that if to improve your self-image, you must put on the character of God and display his image in all of his glory. Hallelujah. Oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer, Spirit of God, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thy own image deep on our hearts. And we know that God's children should reflect their Father's likeness. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to infuse your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petition, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been, hallelujah, Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. You are encouraged to send your correspondence to P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California. 95020. Make it attention, Overseer Janice Ward. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again on these airways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again. Bye for now. I'll let the music close out the program.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.